Hero. The hero wins, because that's what heroes do when you spend the money to buy the DVD of a movie you already know the ending to. Not because you've seen it before, but because you heard from a colleague in HR that it would make you feel real good after. It was the best thing she's seen lately, and that's with her being married, and every morning pushing spoons into the faces of her two children. So you watch it, knowing the only thing that will make you feel good this evening is seeing a bare-chested man wail on another in a ring, and another in a street, and another in a ring, in slow-mo, and the doof-doof sounds of the gloves striking bodies in movies, which don't sound like bodies for real. Not that you'd admit to knowing that. And the hero doesn't even look like heroes in the real world, which are not the heroes in grade 4 essays either. But, like, stay with me. This one time, you dropped by a woman's place, and you were sitting at her kitchen table, and she asked you if you wanted anything to drink, and she opened the fridge, and you saw through the crack between her body and the door only a pitcher of water on the wire shelf in the yellow light. You want to call her a hero because she's surviving with her mouth shut, or yourself because you're so affected must mean you're noble. Go ahead, but there are other words for you too.